Now, a new opinion poll has found that the majority of people in Russia see the United States as the nation's main enemy. The poll, conducted by the Russia Public Opinion Research Center, shows that the number of Russians who think that the U.S. is their main foe has risen to 73%, up from 25% in 2008. Ukraine was in second at 32%. The survey also saw a sharp change in Russia's attitude to Germany, with only 1% seeing it as Russia's ally. Russians' opinion on the subject appears firmer than the past, as only 15% are undecided, down from 44% in 2008. The crisis in Ukraine has caused serious strains in ties between Russia and the West. The US and its European allies accuse Russia of military intervention in Ukraine and say it's supporting the pro-Russian forces in the neighboring country. But Russia has strongly denied the allegations. From Washington, I'm joined by James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Jatras, first question is, should anyone be surprised by this latest opinion poll results?
Not at all. The only thing I find a little surprising is that the number of people in Russia regarding the United States as their enemy was so low as recently as 2008. I can remember back in the 1990s, after the end of communism, how giddy in their pro-Americanism most Russians were at that time, before the expansion of NATO, before the war in Kosovo, before the various color revolutions. I would have thought it would have eroded more than that by 2008, but clearly this big spike up to this number is caused by the Ukraine crisis, and I think that's also reflected in the attitude toward Ukraine that you see in the same poll.
And what kind of setback would this set for West, especially the U.S.?
I think it's a very sad and very unfortunate development that well has been so badly poisoned. I think if we were to start today to try to repair that damage and to come up with a more well-structured policy toward not only Ukraine, obviously, but toward Russia, it would take a long time to undo that damage. And obviously, at this point, we're still digging ourselves in deeper. We're not repairing that damage.
And how sustainable would this anti-U.S. sentiment be for the coming years or even decades?
I think, unfortunately, it could be quite sustainable unless we find some way to restructure our policy. In a way, unfortunately, this is not just limited to Russia, that since the end of the Cold War, there have been people in both parties in the United States, the liberal interventionists on the Democratic side and the so-called neoconservatives on the Republican side, who believe that the United States must be a globally dominant hegemonic power, which brings us no benefit as a country, which I think is contrary to our national security and our national interest, and is something that we simply cannot afford in any number of ways. And I think this is one evidence of it.
All right. James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst from Washington. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.